News at 7 o'clock with more on what's been happening in Westminster. Police are investigating a terror incident with details of what's happened over the last 3 or 4 hours. Here's BBC Radio Stoke Staffordshire political reporter Emma Thomas.
Well, Stuart, we now know that 4 people have sadly died in what police are treating as a terrorist attack in Westminster. If I talk you through the sequence of events of what we know to have happened, we know that a Hyundai car was crossing Westminster Bridge. That crosses River Thames at the point where you've got St Thomas's Hospital on one side of the river and the House of Parliament, Big Ben, on the other side. Now, we know that around 20 people, or 20 plus people, were injured when the car that was crossing the bridge seemed to, presumably intentionally as part of the attack, collide with pedestrians. We know that one woman has been pulled from the River Thames, who either jumped or was forced over the bridge into the River Thames. She's been pulled out alive. Sadly, we know that 2 people died in connection with that part of the attack, and 20 others have been injured, and doctors at the hospital tell us that they've got catastrophic injuries. We then move on to the next stage of the attack, when it's presumed that the driver of this vehicle, a man, the alleged attacker, got out of the vehicle, ran to the Houses of Parliament, where with a knife he stabbed one police officer. Now, that police officer, we know, sadly died. We've seen the photographs on social media today of how so many people, politicians, ministers, and then the paramedics that arrive, attempted to save the life of that police officer, but sadly the officer died. It was then that the alleged attacker moved on, looking presumably to stab the second police officer, when we're told that 3 shots rung out and this alleged attacker was shot, fatally injured. The attacker has died. He's the 4th person in this whole incident who has died. Now, Scotland Yard tell us they are treating the event as a terrorist attack until they know otherwise. Now, all business in the Houses of Parliament was suspended immediately, and so many, around 500, some people telling me 1,000 people have been locked inside the Houses of Parliament since this event. Some being moved out to places of safety such as Westminster Abbey. Likewise up in Holyrood in Scotland, Senith in Cardiff Bay, business there stopped for the day. But we're told from Number 10 that the Houses of Commons and House of Lords, tomorrow business will continue as normal. Now, Theresa May, the Prime Minister, was in the chamber in the House of Commons when the sounds of gunfire was heard from outside. Now, while most MPs were locked in for their safety, she was whisked away in a car to Number 10 Downing Street, where she's been kept informed of the events. Now, we're told that COBUS, that's the special committee, if you like, of the government that meets when incidents like this take place, will be meeting this evening to see how we react to this. Now, from what we're told, it's believed that it was just the one attacker, so the one person involved in this attack, the alleged attacker, who has since been killed, shot dead by police. But of course, police in London dealing with the fact that one of their own, a police officer, died alongside the alleged attacker and 2 other victims who we are told were injured as the car crossed Westminster Bridge. An area of London still very much in lockdown. London Eye was stopped, essentially frozen, if you like. So people have been kept in the little booths they have around London Eye. So many people, not just politicians, but members of the public who were in the area, who were rushed inside into the Houses of Parliament. We know there's, for example, school trips there in the House of Westminster for the day. I've been watching some footage on social media. There's this one photograph in particular of a government minister who's a former soldier who must have been one of the first at the scene where the police officer was stabbed, who, well, there's a moment where he kind of looks aside as paramedics are treating that police officer. He's got blood on his face and just kind of pausing, looking shocked, apparently attempting to do CPR on the police officer who was killed. And there's also some videos. There's one I've just seen, which looks to be a BBC cameraman setting up for a routine interview on College Green, the bit of grass outside Parliament, which so often happens for MPs doing interviews on all different subjects. And all of a sudden, you can see the camera is kind of dropped to the ground, and then it shows kind of screaming, people running away, police ushering people away, and they all start to run faster. And you can hear the police saying, get away, get down, get covered. And then police cars come around the corner. So the nature of the world now, so many of us have mobile phones. There's so much on social media, videos and photos. A lot of it very, very disturbing to watch this evening, Stuart.
This just from the White House. Donald Trump apparently has told Theresa May that America will offer its full cooperation and support in responding to the London attacks. And we'll bring you more, obviously, as we get it through the evening here on BBC Radio Stoke. Emma, thanks very much. Emma Thomas, our Staffordshire political reporter.